Recording with a family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Do you have a plan for who will receive your assets, the things that you have accumulated during your life after you're gone? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. We have to change the mindset that I got here first, I'm going to die, then my children, and then their children. Though we know this isn't reality, our mind still processes it as if it were. For my generation, we need only look to the Vietnam War Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. to know how life cycles are forever broken. People don't die in the order they arrive on Earth. That's why everyone, regardless of age or health, must acknowledge death as a reality. With this realization, a legally binding plan for what happens to belongings, assets, and wishes should be executed immediately. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk about being the sole survivor of my nuclear family. At times, I was angry about having to make solo decisions regarding my parents' care and carry that weight alone. My brother, 11 years my junior, had predeceased my parents. I was alone handling this. But I have had conversations with others who have had to orchestrate similar parenting child end-of-life decisions with multiple siblings, all of whom had differing opinions about their parents' final needs and the money required to pay for them. Regardless your stage of life, there are no easy answers when trying to determine what to do with assets. In the final analysis, right in the midst of dealing with the heavy emotional loss of a loved one, we also have to deal with the business of death, dying, and the money related to it. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.